because I like common sense with your coffee, tea, or Mountain Dew. Now, folks, if you're in the, if you like making investments, you know, a little common sense, watching the marketplace, the trend is your friend, all those things are important when you're managing your investments, or quite frankly, trying to build wealth. And joining us to talk about all of that from BR Capital is Bill Roller. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Awesome. Hey, is the sun out yet? You know, I'm in my bunker at the Capitol building. I can't see outside.
Well, it's blue skies. The sun is coming up and shining, and that kind of applies to the U.S. economy and the stock market as well.
Yeah, the market seems to have, yesterday the Dow closed over 12,000. Dow's slightly up now. It's all good.
I think we're starting to see really the start of a recovery here. Purchasing Managers Index was up, consumer spending is up, and the stock market is responding as a result. The key thing that people need to remember is that the stock market is looking forward. It's the only way you can really see the future. So it's a leading indicator of how the rest of the economy is doing.
Yeah, it usually has the next 6 months or so built into the action that, what they think is going to happen in the next 6 months built into the trading action of today. But, you know, building wealth, though, is a lot more than just investing in the stock market, isn't it?
Well, you know, part of the key thing about building wealth is really the discipline of continuing to put money away. If the market's having a hard time, doing the dollar cost averaging, continuing to buy even when it's down, it's getting a good asset allocation and having the discipline to stick with it, even though there are times when you just want to throw up when you look at the statements or look at the market.
You know, I used to have a 401k, Bill. It's a 201k.
Oh, you're lucky. There are a lot of people that have 101ks now.
Yeah. But, of course, you know, if you put money back in the market at the right time, then, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people would have built back some of that wealth. Now, you guys at BR Capital, you're engaged in financial planning, investment management, retiring estate, risk management, also real estate transition. Now, that's an interesting one because we've seen enormous deflation in real estate, primarily residential, but some on the commercial side. So how do you advise your clients when it comes to real estate?
Real estate is just another asset. And so there are good times to own it, there are bad times to own it. And just like any other asset, you have to be a contrarian. So when everybody's happy about what they're making on their houses and how great their commercial real estate is doing and, you know, the cocktail party effect and they're all talking about it, that's probably an indicator that times are that asset class is at the top. Times like these when nobody wants to talk about it, when, you know, people are bemoaning the value of the asset, you know, that might be a good time to take a look at it or invest the money into it. So I have clients who are in the process of buying rentals, getting back into the real estate market.
Mm-hmm. Actually, this is a great time to buy rentals.
It is.
It really is. Because you can buy them cheap and rents are still pretty decent. You are a chartered financial analyst and a certified financial planner. You have an MBA. So what is it that makes BR Capital and folks, they're located in Vancouver, Washington, what makes you unique?
Well, certainly it's our approach. As I said, you know, that disciplined approach is important. We look at all asset classes. And I just want to make clear that we are based in Vancouver, but we have clients all over. We have them in California. We have quite a few in the Portland area. So we'll go anywhere where there's a client. I've done some stuff over in Montana. So we're in the process of building ourselves into a regional firm, and eventually we want to be truly a national firm.
Now, you're also affiliated with a Prestige Home Mortgage. So you guys also offer real estate lending services?
That's correct. We do that stuff through our relationship with Prestige, which has been a very good one for both us and our clients.
Now, it says here that you've been a member and a president of the Columbia Aviation Association. You a fellow pilot like me?
I am.
Wow, great. What do you fly?
I have a Cessna 182, a 1973 P model.
Yeah, I've got some time in 182s. I have a 1946 North American A model Navion with IO 520. It's out of it right now, getting rebuilt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Believe me.
Because, so that's a bit of a money hole right now for you.
Yeah. That's why it's not flying. I'm trying to scrounge up enough money to finish it. all right. So how can people learn more about what you guys do and what makes you different?
Well, certainly the level of education out there that we have, there are only about 800 total people who are both chartered financial analysts and certified financial planners,
really?
Actually in the whole U.S.
Hmm.
Which has been very helpful. Most people are more aware of what a certified financial planner is. Maybe they've gotten better PR. The way to contrast the two is a chartered financial analyst. They're the folks that run mutual funds. They're much more investment-oriented. So the saying is that a chartered financial analyst digs a hole 1 foot wide and 10 feet deep, and a certified financial planner digs a trench 1 foot wide and 10 feet long.
Aha. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's sort of like the difference between the ducks and the beavers.
That's right.
Just kidding, Bill. You're not a dog, are you?
No, I'm actually a mule. I went to West Point.
All right, Bill, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
Well, they're certainly welcome to go to our website, www.brcapitalinc.com, or feel free to give us a call. Our 503 number is 503-542-7600 or 800-562-7096.
Very good. Bill, thanks for joining us. I look forward to chatting with you. I read Investor's Business Daily every day. And, watching the trends in the marketplace and where things are going. It's smart for people to be on top of this, but sometimes they need to bounce things off a professional who's got your qualifications. So we'll look forward to chatting with you soon.
Well, it's great. Well, let's go flying.
I'd love to. I haven't flown a 182 in a long time. That'd be fun fact.
Well, let's get out.
Yeah, let's do it, especially on a nice day like today. Bill Roller, ladies and gentlemen, BR Capital. Again, 800-562-7096. Lots of great services available through him. We'll chat with Bill again. All right, let me get back just briefly and describe for you my thoughts after my conversation with Jeff at the bottom of the hour.